So some parables of Jesus are truly hard to understand, and they defy easy interpretation. Some parables are like Buddhist cones, short cryptic sayings whose meaning can only be understood through insight gained by sustained meditation. Some parables beg for allegorical interpretation with layer upon layer of meaning, and some parables need intensive background in historical and socio-political realities of the day to be properly understood. Some parables need language studies and a background in Hebrew scriptures. Some parables are contradictory in nature, others confusing, and others baffling. The parable of the Good Samaritan is not one of those parables. This parable is barely even a parable. It's basically an example story. There are explicit instructions at the end. A child could tell you the meaning of this parable. There was a dude who got hurt. Another dude came and helped him, and you should be like the helper dude. Love your neighbor as yourself. Done. That is the entire parable. There is one meaning, and the meaning is simple. Everything about this parable is simple. But simple does not mean easy. And nothing about this parable is easy. The difficulty is not in understanding the story. That's never been difficult. The difficulty lies in the conversation that Jesus has with the lawyer at the end. Jesus asks, "Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." So far, so good. The lawyer knows who the neighbor is, Jesus knows who the neighbor is, and we know who the neighbor is. Good job, everybody. But then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Go and do likewise? Yeah, easy for you to say, Jesus. You're the Son of the living God. And I'm me. And I'm busy. I've got stuff I need to do and places I need to be, and the laundry isn't going to do itself. And if I don't get in the car line in time, we're never going to make it to swim practice. Go and do likewise? Are you serious? This parable is difficult because love is difficult. And this is a parable about love. There is no way around the practical implications of loving our neighbor. We want to love our neighbor, we really do, but our lives are complicated, already filled with obligation and exhaustion. We long for the fast, cheap, and easy. Jesus reminds us that love is slow, expensive, and hard. Jesus is honest about the expense of love in this parable. The Samaritan makes real sacrifices on behalf of the stranger that the Samaritan finds lying half dead in a ditch. Jesus shows us that love is slow. Stopping to help delayed and derailed the Samaritan's trip. The Samaritan stops, bandages the man's wounds, and puts him on his own donkey, and then slowly walks him to an inn and stayed the night. And even after that, the Samaritan promises to return to the inn. Jesus shows us that love is expensive. The Samaritan used his own wine and oil and then paid 2 days' wages of his own money, and promised the innkeeper more money on the Samaritan's return. This is not a negligible amount of cash. Jesus shows us that love is hard. There was a real and tangible risk to the Samaritan as the Samaritan stopped to take care of the man. The same bandits who attacked and left the man for dead could be lying in ambush. Stopping and caring for the man was a real exertion of effort on the Samaritan's part. Far easier to just keep walking. But the Samaritan made the hard choice. Nothing about love is fast, cheap, or easy. Because if love was fast, cheap, or easy, it wouldn't be love. Love is time-consuming, costly, and demanding. Jesus spells out for us what is in store for those who would love their neighbor. And yet Jesus tells us to go and do likewise. Frankly, this parable is downright frustrating for me. First of all, because I've heard it a million times, and at some point you stop hearing the message. But mostly because I don't really have good news to share with you. All I can do is stand here and tell you that loving is hard, but we're supposed to love our neighbor anyway. But what gives me hope is that we don't have to learn to love all by ourselves. We don't have to bear the costs of following Jesus all alone. We can love our neighbor in community, helping one another through the difficulties of action-oriented love. When one among us grows weary, together we can keep going. When one among us has given all she can give, together we can close the gap. When one among us simply cannot see the way forward, together we find a way. When we work together to love our neighbor, we can do more than we could ever do individually. This fall, the cathedral will be moving towards a strategic planning process to help us determine where God is calling us to go as a community, to help us determine who God is calling us to be as a community, and above all, to determine how we should be a neighbor to Houston, to determine how we should answer Jesus' call to go and do likewise. In short, we'll be figuring out the deceptively simple question of how to love our neighbors. I don't know what this is going to look like, but I can tell you that whatever we decide won't be fast, cheap, or easy. In fact, I have a strong suspicion that whatever we decide will likely be slow, expensive, and hard. But that is exactly what Jesus told us to expect. So go and do likewise.